answers.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Captain, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's an option, it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to get the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host. Annie DeRiso, our news director, is flying co-pilot with me just in case, and she'll be bringing us the news in the last half hour of the show. And we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast, and 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and that's a little more reasonable hour even for the night owls, on the Pacific Coast. Our special guest for this hour, and we're going to be kind of all over the map, as I promised, is Ted Brower, and he's got his hands on a lot of different pies, and very authoritatively so. Ted has a background similar to mine in education. He's been a college professor, like me, and he's kind of branched out into the health arena, and he's got two great websites, and I want to give these out right at the top, and we'll hit them again before we close, healthmasters.com and bodybyted.com. That's healthmasters.com and bodybyted.com, and you're going to want to keep these handy because they'll be familiar reference points for you after you hear him speak. Ted, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here, and thanks for staying up so late there on the East Coast.
Dave, thanks. It's my pleasure. It's always good to talk to you. I've always enjoyed the interviews that I've done with you on the Power Hour, and so I'm looking forward to being on your show tonight.
Yeah, and we should probably mention this, too, as a point of concern. I've had Joyce Riley on my show three times. I've been on Joyce's Power Hour with both Joyce and yourself several times, and she's not doing very well, and so I wanted to encourage everyone in the listening audience to send out your well wishes and your prayers to Joyce. She's certainly been a champion of the people. She's championed so many different causes that has benefited so many people, and really the first of which was for, I think, one of our most sacred populations, and that's our veterans. And so anyway, I would hope all of you would join me in sending your prayers out to Joyce. And I know, Ted, I echo what you feel here, and you and Joyce are very close.
Well, no, I've been hosting her show for around 6 months now on Tuesdays and sometimes on Thursdays. And so we've had a blast. I mean, I've had a lot of fun doing the show. I've got to meet a lot of really interesting people. And, you know, I was a state licensed nutritionist for years and years and years here in Florida. I've spoken over a million people at live seminars. I've shared the platform with President Bush and Barbara Bush and Colin Powell and Schwarzkopf and Larry King and Bill Cosby. Just name it. I've been on the seminar platform with them. I've done over, thousands of radio and TV talk shows, helped a lot of nonprofits raise some money. And so we've had a pretty good run for about 35 years. I've had actually, my undergraduate degrees are in biology, chemistry, psychology, exercise physiology, MBA from Florida State University. I was also trained as a naturopath, and I was awarded a doctorate from Southeastern University many, many, many years ago. So I've got a lot of interesting hands in the fire, so to speak. And one of the things that we've done over the years and that I've done on the seminar circuit for many, many years is we talk about the top 10 foods never to eat. We talk about what the globalists have done to poison our food supply and why so many things that we are getting in our food is so bad for us and it's causing all kinds of health problems. And I include heart disease, diabetes, and cancer in those categories, Dave. So if you'd like, we can run over those top 10 foods never to eat. We can also talk about what's going on in the feminization of the men in the United States from a biochemical standpoint and why that's happening. We can go into detail on ADD and ADHD. We can tell folks how to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels. We'll also talk about adult onset diabetes and the easiest protocols that you can follow to correct that without the use of drugs like metformin, which have been linked to pancreatic cancer. And we'll talk about glyphosate before the show's over, which is Roundup, which has now been linked to all types of different types of cancers, including kidney failure. And we'll talk about tricyclic antidepressants and their links to suicide. And we'll go into detail on the statin drugs and how they cause kidney failure and heart failure. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover. And just as a point of reference here to the listening audience, take a moment, get your pencils and pens and pads of paper ready, because class is about ready to be in session, and I'm warning you, it is going to be a class, and you're going to want to listen to the archives, and I would encourage all of you to share these archives with your friends and family, because this is critically important information. Ted, I'm just going to turn it over to you and let you take away. Go.
Well, thanks, Dave. Let's start on the top 10 foods never to eat. And let me tell you how I put together this list. I used to see up to 40 patients a day in my office when we were helping them lower their blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar, that kind of stuff. And I started finding out, Dave, there were certain foods that people were eating in the aggregate that were causing almost all of the health problems in the United States. So gradually, I started to put together the top 10 list of foods never to eat. And I put this on audio tape way back in the 80s so people would have this so they could give it to their family and friends, et cetera, and to themselves, and listen to it over and over again, because they would realize why I was telling them there's certain foods have death rates associated with them and they should never be ingested. In fact, the first four foods of my top 10 list, I called the Kevorkian Four, which is for Dr. Kevorkian, the suicide doctor. And for those of you who don't remember that, if you're too young to remember Kevorkian, he was a guy who liked to kill people and do assisted suicide. Actually, was featured on 60 Minutes for a big show on what he did and how many people he'd actually assisted suicided with. But the first food we tell people never to eat are the high fat luncheon meats. I include in that category bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs. University of Southern California, they did a study a few years ago, and they found that children who eat just three hot dogs a week have 9 times the risk of leukemia versus children who do not. Now, what I find fascinating about that is that these kids that are eating these hot dogs are basically dying from the hot dogs with leukemia. Now, what people don't realize is the leading cause of death in children age 14 under, other than accidents, is cancer. And the leading type of cancer in these kids is leukemia. And here's an organization like the University of Southern California telling us that there's a direct correlation between the consumption of hot dogs and leukemia. Three hot dogs a week, 9 times the risk of leukemia, according to the University of Southern California. And so, you know, what I've learned over the years is this. If there's foods like this that are out there that have these health problems and death rates, just stay away from them. In fact, what I always tell folks is this. There's actually a certain percentage, in some cases, of rat or rodent hair in sausage meats and hot dogs. And we know that rats don't get haircuts. So the sad part about this, Dave, is sometimes these rats actually fall into these grinding vats, and they get ground up, and we actually consume the entire rat because of the rat hair and everything else in there. So these are unhealthy meats, and you really need to avoid them. The primary thing besides the rat would be the sodium nitrite in the luncheon meats like this, the high-fat luncheon meats and the hot dogs. Make sure nothing has sodium nitrite in it. It reacts with stomach acid to form nitrosamines, which are one of the most effective agents known to man for producing malignant intestinal tumors in men. Plus, there's a 60-fold increase in pancreatic cancer if you eat sodium nitrite or luncheon meats on an ongoing basis. So it's a pretty grave statistic, and we really need to avoid that first category of foods.
Oh, my gosh. That's I had bacon for breakfast. Let's see. I had a hot dog a week ago. And when we go out to eat pizza, I like pepperoni. I'm in trouble. I'm taking my own notes.
Well, let me tell you something. This is interesting because when I was 27 years old, I was fresh out of graduate school at Florida State University. And actually, I just finished teaching. I taught there for 2 years at the local community college up there. And I just got out of the teaching profession with those guys. And I came down with heart disease, Dave. I came down with a condition called pericarditis, and I almost died from it. And I used to do the same thing. I used to love the pepperoni. I used to love the hot dogs. I used to love the sausage. And I just ate all this stuff all the time. And I finally realized very quickly when I was in bed for 3 months about to check out with this pericarditis that I wasn't going to do this anymore. So I massively changed my diet, changed my entire nutritional protocol, what I was doing. And I began to realize at that point, it doesn't matter how many vitamins you take. If you eat the wrong foods, you can still die, because the food is more important than the vitamins that we take. That people need to understand that. You can't be eating junk all the time and take a handful of vitamins and think it's okay. Number two on the list is another one of these brain entrainment molecules. It's called NutraSweet aspartame. It's been linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. It actually releases dopamine in the brain when you ingest aspartame, so it's super addictive for some people. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the worst things. The diet sodas are one of the worst things you can do. The aspartic acid portion of this aspartame actually eats holes in the brains of laboratory animals. The methanol, which is paint thinner, is a neurological poison that cannot be made non-poisonous. And the phenylalanine component in high concentration causes permanent nerve and brain damage to anybody who ingests it. That's what's in aspartame. And the problem is that when it releases dopamine, it becomes highly addictive. It also makes you have a loss of your short-term memory and puts you in a very, very a state in which you are actually readily susceptible to suggestion. So it makes you kind of blank. It kind of makes you turn into kind of like a pseudo-zombie, so to speak.
And as a former practicing mental health practitioner here, I'm curious about what you just said. What do you mean it makes you suggestible? How does that work?
What it does, when it's a dopamine trigger, what it does, it causes a massive loss in short-term memory. And so a lot of folks don't even realize what it does to the brain with the dopamine release. And so it kind of puts you into like a stupor. Does that make sense? Almost like an alpha brainwave pattern.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So you kind of just sit there and you kind of go, okay, whatever, man. So you're sitting in front of the TV set. You're already in an alpha brainwave pattern anyhow, sitting watching the TV, eating your Doritos, which are loaded with MSG, which we'll talk about in just a second. And now you're drinking your diet soda, which is, you know, dumping all those dopamine. So you're sitting there drooling on yourself, watching the TV, believing the idiot box with the perfect flicker rate for your brain, thinking everything they're saying is true. So it's one of those things. Remember, you know, it was brought to us supposedly by G.D. Searley back in the 70s, and which I don't believe any of the stuff they said about it originally. I believe it was brought to us by the Defense Department as a brain entrainment molecule. That's what I think that product
well,
is.
Well, that makes sense because Donald Rumsfeld was huge in getting aspartame by the FDA.
That's correct, and I personally believe he did that because he knew what it was going to do. Because remember, we're going to talk about fluoride in just a second, but since we're talking about this, we'll jump over to fluoride real quick. Fluoride is a neurological poison. I mean, it's used as rat poison. It's a byproduct of aluminum and fertilizer production. And fluoride, I've warned people for years and years and years. Now, the research that I've done says, the research says that the original usage of fluoride was used in the concentration camps in Nazi Germany because it made the inmates servile and infertile. In addition to that, it made them better workers than the slave laboratories in which they were working as far as everything else they were doing to them as far as the munitions plants. So reality is in 1945 when we liberated Dachau and we brought all these people out, we got all these medical records from Mendigal and all these other crazy Nazi doctors. 1946, we started putting fluoride in the water supply in the United States. Are you kidding me? Stanley Kubrick was known for years and years to be an insider. And when he did the movie Dr. Strangelove, the main reason that Dr. Strangelove, he did that movie, if you listen and you watch the movie again, you'll hear this. The general's being interviewed by this colonel, this major, who's saying from the British military, and saying, why have you done this? He goes, the reason I'm doing this, the reason I'm starting World War III, is that they're putting fluoride in the water supply. I kid you not, that's what it says. And he says, that's why we started World War III, because we can't allow this to happen. We can't allow them to put fluoride in the water. And folks don't realize what a huge controversy it was, you know, back in the 40s and in the 50s when they started going in all the municipally treated water supplies. Because, I mean, fluoride, it's rat poison. I mean, and at Harvard School of Public Health now said you have a 20-point drop in IQ scores with kids that ingest fluoride, especially when you use it in baby formula, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, here we have a product like fluoride, and another way, and fluoride and chlorine in the same category, that are both, but they're both toxins. I mean, they cannot be made non-poisonous. You can't ingest hydrofluorosilicic acid and chlorine and not have it affect your bodies and your kidneys and everything else in your brain. And folks don't understand, you don't need to be getting fluoride drops, you don't need to be using fluoride toothpaste, and you certainly don't need to be putting chlorine in your water until you get it to your system so it's clean, then you can filter the fluoride back out either with reverse osmosis or steam distillation. I like both of those two because they actually remove inorganic calcium, especially if you're on well water, because the inorganic calcium has been shown repeatedly to build up in soft tissues, particularly the arteries, and they can actually lead to hardening of the arteries. That's what causes that, the inorganic calcium buildup in the artery walls, and that's why.
What can one do to counter the well water effect with this?
You have to distill it. You have to distill it or reverse osmosis. When I clean my distiller out about every 4 months, I actually have a big demand boiling pot that boils. I got to go in there with a doggone chisel and hammer and chip this loose stuff out, and then I got to pour acid in it and let it sit for like 2 days. I mean, it's unbelievable how this stuff builds up, and that's the same stuff that builds up in hot water heaters. It's the same stuff that builds up in your arteries. You can't. Your body's not designed to eat and drink elemental calcium. We're not designed to digest rocks, you know. And we slowly turn our body to stone. That's why it's called hardening of the arteries. And what happens is the doctors have actually, while doing bypass surgery, cut their latex gloves on the arteries because it becomes so jagged and so sharp. Because, you know, because it becomes so splintered on the inside of the arteries. And when the arteries stop pumping blood, because they also pump blood along with the heart, because they become calcified, the heart has to pick up the entire pace of that. And then what ends up happening is we end up in a situation where we start having cardiovascular impairment, atherosclerotic plaquing, and calcium buildup in the arteries. And then, of course, they want to tell us to reduce our cholesterol, which now they're finally saying that dietary cholesterol has no effect, which we already knew that. So they put us on statin drugs, lower our cholesterol under 200. When you lower your cholesterol under 200, you actually lower testosterone in the men. And you actually increase all disease rates. In fact, all these disease rates, particularly cancer, go through the roof as you get closer and closer to 100 with your cholesterol, your total cholesterol. So your cholesterol should be between 200 and 250. And it used to be that was considered normal, but they weren't selling enough drugs. So they decided to increase the amount of statin drugs they were selling because they're so profitable. But they're one of the primary causes of heart disease in the United States. Statin drugs are the cause of heart disease and kidney failure. And folks don't understand that. I have so many of my friends that are on dialysis and have kidney transplants who are taking these stupid statin drugs. The next thing is, you know, metformin with pancreatic cancer, you know, with type 2 diabetes. You know, you and I are both good friends with Doug and Joe Hagman, and Doug came to me and talked to me one day on a show and said his blood sugars were over 400. They were getting, they had him on metformin, all these different types of drugs, and they couldn't get his sugar down. So I told him exactly how to change his diet. I put him on a protocol, exactly what to do. In fact, if you listen to last Wednesday night's show, I was on there for an entire 3 hours, and we actually go into detail on what you can do for adult onset diabetes and how to bring your sugar down. Now Doug's sugar is running between 100 and 150. He's brought it down almost 300 points, Dave, without any additional drugs, and reducing the amount of drugs along working with his doctor to do that. So you got to understand there's certain things that you can do and certain things you can't do that are helpful for you. But if you keep, here's what I always tell my patients, or I used to tell them, like, in the office, because I no longer take patients. Here's what I used to always tell them. If you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight and you feel absolutely awful, how bad does it have to get before you start making healthier dietary changes? If you want to go east on the interstate, but you're going west, you got to take the next off ramp and you got to turn around and come back the other direction, or you're never going to get to where you want to go. And some people, they wait until they have that first heart attack. They wait until they're diagnosed with diabetes. They wait until they're 100 pounds overweight. And sometimes they don't have a choice. They have that first heart attack and they die. They don't have an option. They don't get a do-over, Dave. They don't get to say, I want to do this over. I didn't want to die tonight. This is not what I wanted to do. They don't get that do-over. They end up dying and they're young, in their 40s and their 50s. The youngest I've ever seen die of a heart attack was 19 years of age. That's an interesting story. That was back in the 80s, and I remember I was telling the guy the same thing I'm telling you now. And we were talking to him, and the guy was just like 2 years out of high school. And I'll never forget this. He said to me, he said, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to listen to you. I'll eat what I want to eat. My favorite meat's pork, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, do what you want to do. Within 6 months, he had a massive heart attack while mowing the yard, and he ended up curling up in a ball by the front door. You know, and his wife found him there dead like 20 minutes later. He was 19 years old. And I'll never forget that. That happened back in the 80s, and it's a story that's just, it's awful. But see, people are going to say what they're going to say. I had another guy. His name was, well, it doesn't matter. He's gone now. I guess his name was Scott. I won't give you his last name. And he was at the they used to have a gallery. What's that thing? The Painter of Lights, whatever his name is. He was that pseudo-Christian guy. And he ended up having this, this gallery in Celebration, Florida. And I talked to a guy one time who was his manager. His name was Scott. And after he was hit a drug, stuck it down a diet soda, and I said to him, I said, this product causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. The guy started laughing at me, so I took him to the website, you know, thehealthmasters.com, showed him my website, started talking to him, and I said, dude, look, I've spoken to a million people at live seminars. I've shared the platform with President Bush, Barbara Bush, Colin Powell. I'm a research biochemist trained at Florida State University. I'm telling you, this product causes brain cancer. He just laughed at me, Dave. A year later, I went back over there, and Thomas Kincaid Gallery in Celebration, that's the name of the painter. And we went back over there, and Dr. Lenny Giamatteo from Southeastern University was with me, and we were walking down the street, and Scott saw me. He was still sitting inside, and he was, I thought, God, I'm not going in there again. The guy's going to laugh at me, sucking down his diet soda. And I walked by, and then somebody tapped on the shoulder and says, Dr. Broder, can you come back here and talk to Scott? And I said, sure. So I turned around and went back to him, and Scott said, can you help me? And I said, what's wrong? And he goes, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say to you. I have brain cancer. And I mean, true stories. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. It's too awful.
Right.
And, so the guy ended up dying 6 months later. All we could do was lay hands on him and pray for him because, I mean, he laughed and scoffed and laughed and scoffed. So everybody listen to me tonight. If you're drinking diet sodas brought to you by Donald Rumsfeld, and as a brain entrainment molecule releasing dopamine, getting rid of your short-term memory, keeping you in an alpha brainwave state, and you end up with brain cancer, you start having seizures from it. I can tell you story after story. We don't have time tonight. Don't blame me or blame Dave. Blame Dave. I mean, I'm telling you right now, don't drink diet sodas. They're that addictive. You got to come off them. And some people as hard as cocaine, coming off cocaine with these things. And it's just they're that horrible for your body, and you got to avoid them. Next thing on the list, gosh, we're only on number three. Number three are margarines, hydrogenated oils. These are trans fats. Everybody knows. You have to be living in a cave somewhere not to know that trans fats and hydrogenated oils are bad for you. Use real butter, organic. Use olive oil. You can use grapeseed oil. There's all kinds of natural things that you can use other than margarine and Crisco. I mean, Crisco, I've seen Crisco and stuff on a shelf in houses for 20, 30 years, and it never goes bad. Nothing eats it, not even insects. They may get stuck in it, crawling across it, but it's like a synthetic fat, and you don't want to put it in your arteries because, again, it massively increases the risks of breast cancer, heart disease, a lowered sperm count in men, and it's awful what it does to men and to women. But Dave, can I give out a phone number real quick for my office if people want to call the office?
You bet.
Because I know a lot of people may be on shortwave. They may not have the computer access. If you want to call the office internationally, they can call us up at area code 863-967-0244, 863-967-0244. If they're calling in the United States or Canada, you have to call on the 800 number, 800-726-1834. And I've got all of this information in my latest book, Breakthrough Health, which has 45 chapters in it. It's a phenomenal book, and we go into detail on the glyphosates and the Gardasil shots and all of this stuff at healthmasters.com, 1-800-726-1834. Number four to stay away from on this list is shellfish. That includes lobster, shrimp, oyster, prawns, scallops, crabs, and clams. Remember, a lobster is an arthropod, a cockroach is an arthropod, all a lobster is a giant cockroach. If that doesn't get everybody off the lobster. Yeah, but now the thing about it, if you're going to eat the giant lobster cockroach of the sea, make sure you dip it in real butter and don't use margarine. That's real important, okay? I'm not being facetious there, because some of you are going to eat the shellfish no matter what. After all that core exit we dumped into the Gulf of Mexico the other day, a couple years ago, trying to disperse all that oil. You know, if you want to go ahead and eat shellfish, which are filter feeders and bottom feeders off the bottom of that ocean over there, you just knock yourself out. But I'm telling you guys, some of this stuff is pretty doggone toxic. And now, of course, we're seeing radiation levels all over the Pacific Ocean, and we've got all kinds of problems with marine life, and we can go on a whole show on that. Number five to stay away from is the junk food category. I include Twinkies and Ding Dongs and cupcakes, particularly with kids that have ADD or ADHD, because these kids, a lot of them are allergic to red dyes or the blue dyes. At the BodyByTed.com website, we've got a program called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. There's only like 40 of those left. They're on CD. And what they do, they take a person through that systematic process of lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar. And we have reports in there on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, attention deficit disorder, and what can be done with kids that have ADD and ADHD. And we've had a tremendous result in working with these kids. But now also remember, as glyphosate has increased, as these immunizations have increased, we're getting more and more cases of ADD and ADHD along with autism spectrum disorders, which were not that bad. I wrote a book on this.
Well, let's hold that right there. We got to go to hard break, and I want to pick it up with the glyphosate and the ADHD, because this is the critical problem we're seeing in our public schools. Well, not the, but one of them. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Ed Brower after a word from these sponsors.
JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and I'm sure a lot of you are looking at your partner in amazement, and you're saying, what are we going to eat? A lot of things got crossed off the list there in the first half hour. Our guest is Ted Roer, and we're talking about how to be healthy and how to avoid being unhealthy. And Ted, when we went into the break, we were talking about products, I believe, related to glyphosate and corn syrup.
Yeah, and what I'll do for your listeners tonight, and you're not going to find this on my website, so don't stress out. I'm going to do it anyhow. For all the folks that order the Breakthrough Health book, which is like $15, I'm going to give them a copy of my wife's Healthy Country Cooking Book at no extra cost, which is like $25. So they're going to get two books for the $15, and then I'll go ahead. This probably will be the same.
Well, before we jump back into this, let's tell everyone how they can get a copy.
Oh, yeah, go to healthmasters.com, or you can call up the 800-726-1834 number. And they don't even know that I just said that at the office. So if my son's down there, he runs the office. So just tell him for me. I said we're giving away the cookbook along with the Breakthrough Health book. So if it's like $15, you'll get two books, and I think the freight's like $8. We'll send it out to you priority mail, and you'll have it like the middle of next week. So we'll get it right out to you. And of course, healthmasters.com or bodybyted.com if you want to get the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program also. Now, if you go to that website, also on the front page, it says the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol. That's the protocol that Doug used to bring his sugar from like 450 back down to around 100, without, having to do a bunch of drugs. And so he's really pleased with that. And said the other day on the show that I actually had saved his life, which I told him out about all that. But I tell you what, we sure have helped him to stabilize his blood sugar. Now, we were talking about number five on the list. We were talking about the Twinkies and the Ding Dongs and the cupcakes and the sodas and all the things with high fructose corn syrup. We really need to avoid those. And here's why. High fructose corn syrup causes fatty liver, number one, and it causes all kinds of health problems, especially with with diabetes, adult onset diabetes. So you really need to get off all the sodas. Plus, remember, we've got about 10 million kids taking the drug Ritalin or Adderall or Concerta reported in the United States. These are Schedule II drugs in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol. If a cocaine addict takes Ritalin and they grind it up and they snort it up their nose, they can't tell whether they were given Ritalin or given cocaine. They can't tell the difference. I mean, these are Schedule II amphetamine salts that are super, super addictive, and they're one of the primary causes that we've got so many kids addicted to methamphetamines in the United States now, why these meth labs are everywhere, because we've taken 30, 40, 50 million kids now in the last 30, 40 years, put them on Ritalin and Adderall and Concerta, and then when they turn 18 years of age, we take them off of these highly addictive amphetamine salts, and they look for another supply. And then, and of course, methylphenidate is Ritalin. Methylphenamine is the methyl stuff you get on the street, and they start going to any source they can find. So you got to really, before you put a child on a Schedule II drug in the same category with morphine, I highly suggest to you that you try dietary approach, that you try behavioral management, that you might want to cut back on all the immunizations and start spreading them out if you want to use them, but don't give these kids 6 and 8 immunizations at one time, because that also has been linked to the with the MMR shot, particularly with autism. Plus, the glyphosate usage now has shown there's a massive increase in autism. And one other thing before we run out of time, because I want to cover this, this is real important. When I was taking embryology at Florida State, it was in the fall of 1975, and I had Dr. Wiese from Germany. He was a professor of embryology there at Florida State at the time. He said that all mammals are born or conceived female, and it's the first trimester where you start having cellular differentiation occurs, in which the testicles, you know, the ovaries become testicles in the male and everything else. And it's all based upon how much testosterone the mother is putting out because she detects the Y chromosome in the fetus. Now, that's why you have cellular differentiation occurs. Now, the biggest problem with this, when you start having kids and you're pregnant and you start getting exposed to large amounts of what's called exogenous estrogen, like BPA, bisphenol A, soy products, pesticides, all these things that are exogenous estrogens that we get in our system, the estrogen overrides the testosterone in the female because there's not enough testosterone to do what it needs to as far as secondary sex characteristics. And you literally take that small child, that baby, that fetus, and you chemically castrate it in utero. That's why we've had such a huge increase of quote-unquote metro boys in the last 30, 40 years. That's why when you go to these colleges, these guys are wearing girls' pants. They're not interested in dating girls. And I'm not saying they're gay, because a lot of them aren't gay. Well, they're guys that are just real feminine. And the reason that happens is because in many cases, these women had huge amounts of soy protein or soy milk when they were pregnant with these kids, or large amounts of other types of exogenous estrogen that have gotten into the food supply through BPA, et cetera. And these kids are, like I'm going to say again, chemically castrated in utero. I had a lady just call me a few weeks ago. In fact, she didn't call me. She wrote me an email and said that her son was undergoing sex change operation, and he wanted to become a female, and that she finally realized that she had drunk soy milk the entire time she was pregnant with him, and for the first 3 years she nursed him. She also drank soy milk exclusively when she was nursing him. And what happens is the right brain becomes the left brain dominant hemisphere with boys when testosterone is applied to the fetus. But what happens when you give a child soy, even after they're born, it goes back to a right brain dominated hemisphere, and it cannot be reversed again. That's why we have so many of these kids. And of course, the globalists know this. They know this. They were in the same chemistry labs that I was in at Florida State or in their Ivy League schools, and they know exactly what happens when you put exogenous estrogens into a female when she's pregnant, you know, the first trimester. It causes all these horrible things to the fetus. And they know that, and of course that's part of the reason they've done this to us, along with the statin drugs which lower testosterone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we cover a lot of this stuff in the Breakthrough Health book. Now, but also remember, with these kids, if you had a child that had a problem with ADD or ADHD and you took them to the doctor and the doctor says, I'm going to give little Johnny a shot of morphine, you'd say, what's wrong with you, doc? Well, what do you think you're doing? You're giving them a Schedule II drug in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol whenever you give them Ritalin or Concerta or the other products that they use for ADD. And see, what nobody understands is this. If you continue to give these kids these types of drugs, why do you think they're not going to get addicted to them? Anyhow, so number six on the list, that's number five on the list is the junk food category, Twinkies, Ding Dongs, Cupcakes, Sodas. Number six, we've already talked about the fluorine and the chlorine. And number seven, we've also gone into the detail on that. That's the soy and the exogenous estrogens along with the BPA. Make sure you stay away from all of that stuff. These are our first seven things on our top 10 list of foods never to eat if you're just joining us right now. Number eight are high-fat dairy products that are non-organic because of the bovine growth hormone that have been put in almost all dairy products now. Again, more female estrogen. More crazy. When you start giving these to young girls, if they start drinking a lot of this milk with these bovine growth hormones, they may end up growing another 3 or 4 inches or whatever, which they may like or not like because of all the extra growth hormone that's being put into the food supply. That's happened a lot over the United States. So you got to really avoid these bovine growth hormone products because of the estrogen components of them and the HGH and everything else that it stimulates. You just got to avoid all of that stuff. Number 9 are coffee products. Now, I'm not saying never drink coffee. Every once in a while it's okay. But coffee can elevate blood pressure, can also increase the risks of heart disease, according to the British medical journal Lancet, by up to 50% by just 2 cups of coffee a day. Now, what I do, when you go to the healthmasters.com website, we've got a thing called Purple Sticks. And what they are, they're a green tea extract with a bunch of vitamins into it. They're like a 5-hour energy drink that's actually healthy for you without a bunch of chemicals in it. And what it does, I drink those first thing in the morning. I put 2 of them in a glass of water along with powdered vitamin C, and I guzzle that first thing when I get out of bed in the morning, and it gives me a good boot in the morning because I like to train and work out in the morning when I go to the gym. And it gives me the replacement that I want for the coffee. The same thing if you're trying to replace sodas, you can go to the grocery store, and the best place that I found to do this is some of the big shopping center malls, and get a bag of lemons for like $5 or $6. And you can take a lemon and you can squeeze it in a glass of distilled water, making sure you've removed all the calcium out of the water or reverse osmosis. And you sweeten it with stevia, put some ice to it. It makes the best tasting lemonade you've ever had. It's 1 ounce of lemon juice to 9 ounces of water. Plus, it also strengthens the pancreas and it also strengthens the liver. And it's one of the best things you're going to do to help stabilize blood sugar for adult onset diabetics is to drink that concoction of lemonade about 3 glasses a day. And it's amazing what it'll do. But be very careful though when you start doing that and changing your diet. And you need to get off high glycemic carbohydrates. When you order that Hagman protocol at the healthmasters.com website, we send you a full instruction sheet on what to do and what to change on your diet and exactly how to take everything to get the kind of results that you need to get on that. That's really, really important that you guys follow the directions, because just taking vitamins and stuff, again, doesn't help that much. You've got to really change the types of foods that you're eating. You can't be drinking sodas every day and sucking down 10 or 12 cups of coffee a day and wondering why your blood sugar is not going down. It won't work that way. It can't work that way. Number 9 is coffee. We need to avoid that. Use the green tea or the purple sticks instead. And number 10 is alcohol. And I'm not talking about an occasional glass of beer, occasional glass of wine. Who cares? What I'm talking about is the continual, daily, habitual use of alcohol in your diet. Approximately 10% of the population is genetically predisposed that if they start drinking alcohol on a daily basis, they get addicted to it. Plus, alcohol decreases the enzyme lipase. It decreases the enzyme lipase, which reduces the body's ability to burn body fat by like about 30%. So when you start drinking alcohol, just 1 ounce will do that per day. So you drink a beer every day, you're going to lose your body's ability to burn body fat by up to 30%. So you don't want to be drinking alcohol. That's why people start getting these beer guts. And plus, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, breast cancer, all side effects of alcohol consumption. The original studies that were done back in the 90s saying that red wine was healthy for you said, if you don't drink alcohol at all, don't start, because you may have a reduced risk of heart disease if you drink wine, but it's going to cause all of these other disease rates to go up. So don't start alcohol thinking you're going to be healthy. Another one of the globalist lies. And of course, if they can keep you inebriated watching TV in an alpha brainwave state, never worrying about political things or politics, they win again. And so that's what's going on with that. So those are our top 10 foods never to eat. Dave, you have any questions on anything else we want to cover tonight?
I'm still trying to play catch up in my mind about how much I'm damaging my own body. And I know I can't speak for Annie or anybody else in the listening audience, but I mean, this is quite the eye-opening. If you start with Doug Hagman's protocol, what are some of the basic changes that people make right away?
Well, number one thing, you have to get away from high glycemic carbohydrates. And we'll also talk about burning body fat in a minute, too. There's 5 key things you can do to burn body fat. I'll do that. It all ties together with those glycemic, so we'll do that first. Half of the body weight in fluid ounces of purified water per day. Okay, so if you weigh 200 pounds, 100 ounces of purified water a day, 10 ounce glasses, and then you have to mix it. You have to do the lemon juice like 3 times a day. Has to be fresh squeezed lemon. It cannot be reconstituted lemon. It will not work. It has to be fresh squeezed every time you make it. In addition to that, you have to stay away from high glycemic carbohydrates. This is how you burn body fat and lower blood sugar. You have to, and see, those are together, because what happens when you have elevated blood sugar, you increase insulin. When you increase insulin, you store that sugar as fat. The
right.
Problem is it can't be, that's how it works. And so what happens, you've got to bring the blood sugar down, and so you have to do this how to burn body fat thing to start with, because almost everybody who's adult onset diabetic, not everybody, but almost everybody, needs to lose a few pounds. So number one, the high glycemic carbohydrates, that's bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, juice, dried fruits, have to be completely eliminated out of the diet. That's super important, okay? If you don't do that, you're going to continually spike blood sugar. You're going to continually having to deal with extra insulin in your system. Remember, insulin's a salt, Dave. It over-ionizes the blood vessels, which means, remember when we were kids and we would take an electromagnet and we would take a nail and we'd wrap a wire around it and we'd hook it to a battery and we'd turn it into a magnet that could create an electromagnet. That's kind of what insulin does to the body. Insulin's a salt. Insulin will allow too much electrical current to be discharged through the body because it's a salt. When it does that, it makes the arteries kind of sticky on the inside because of the charges they have. And when that happens, they won't attach calcium to them. And when that happens, you end up with atherosclerotic plaquing. That's why when you become diabetic, it massively increases the risks of heart disease because it has a tendency to dehydrate the arteries and dry them out. They become brittle. That's one of the reasons that diabetics end up with diabetic retinopathy. And they go blind. See, diabetes is one of the primary causes of blindness and amputations, and it's all because of the cardiovascular effect that I just described, because it decreases circulation. It decreases blood flow. Insulin is a salt, and you're injecting it. And even when you have syndrome X and you have elevated insulin, your body can't use it, you get the same effect to the cardiovascular system. That's why you've got to control the insulin. You've got to control the blood sugar if you're going to control the diabetes. So half your body weight in fluid ounces of water, at least 27 ounces of the lemonade a day. You have to stay away from high glycemic carbohydrates, bread, pasta, rice, potatoes. You need to take a product called HGH Stimulate. It's on the website. It helps to elevate human growth hormone. It helps to burn body fat also. In addition to that, there's several supplements you can take. Vitamin E is super important. Cinnamon's very, very important. Because the vitamin E helps to thin the blood. Cod liver oil helps to thin the blood. If you take a couple of capsules of cod liver oil, make sure it's mercury-free, with every meal, it slows up the digestion process. And when it slows up the digestion process, Dave, what it does, it allows the calories to enter the bloodstream more slowly, which doesn't cause an insulin spike. So the cod liver oil is super important to take with every single meal, one or two capsules of that. You can also take the cinnamon every single meal because that really helps to release the helps the cell itself to start using the sugar and make the insulin available to the cell. That's really, really important. Make sure the cinnamon's got a bunch of different stuff in it. You can see it on our website. In addition to that, CLA helps to burn body fat too, conjugated linoleic acid. But those are the basic steps right there to go ahead and start stabilizing the blood sugar, burning body fat, getting your insulin back under control. This is basically what I did with Doug Hagman.
How long did it take to bring Doug's numbers down from over 400 to 100?
To between 100 and 150. What happened is he initially wasn't taking the protocol the way he needed to, and his numbers weren't doing what they needed to, and he called me back. And so we talked to him, and we told him what he had to do as far as, like you can't drink coffee. Okay, you got to cut coffee out. You can't do coffee. Coffee stimulates the adrenals. The adrenals stimulate the liver to release glycogen, which pushes the blood sugar back up. So if you're living on coffee, you can't do that and get your blood sugar under control. It just doesn't work. It can't work. It just doesn't work that way. So you have to get off coffee and stimulants. You have to get off all of these adrenal stimulants to let your body have a chance to heal itself. But once he got started on it, did it right, it took about 30 days to bring it way down real fast. In fact, I told Doug, I said, you make sure you use a glucometer and you make sure you monitor that blood sugar because I don't want your sugar dropping too low because I don't want you going into diabetic coma, basically from too low a sugar, hypoglycemic coma, you pass out. We don't need to do that either. And so that's why it's very careful when you're taking all kinds of meds and drugs and your blood sugars are high, that you're very careful when you start the protocol I just called out for you, because this is one of the absolute best protocols there is to stabilize blood sugar and make your pancreas effective as far as working again. But you don't want to be doing that and not being careful with your blood sugar, especially if you continue taking all the drugs. And you need to work with your medical doctor and titrating your dosing down of any drugs that you're taking if your insulin needs become less. In other words, if you're running 400 blood sugar and you're taking all these different drugs, and now you're 150 blood sugar, you might want to ask the doctor to lower the dosing down so you don't end up getting your sugars too low, if that makes sense.
No, it does. What kind of medicines are doctors going to prescribe when you walk in the door And let's say you had Doug's situation where he was over 400.
Well, he was already, they already had put him on metformin, and that's the one that causes pancreatic cancer. And he's talked about that on the air, so I'll share that with you because he's talked about it on the air. You can hear it on the show. He even talked about it last week. And then he had another one. I forgot the name of the other one that he was on. But I don't pay any attention really to the drugs except for metformin because they're all bad anyhow. Every one of them are bad. What I just tell people is this, try the dietary approach first. In fact, the University of Kentucky did a study a few years ago, Dave, and they found that 85% of their adult onset diabetics could be taken back off of insulin and correct their diet by dietary control alone. Another study was done in India, I think it was the Diabetic Journal of India. I quoted this last year on a national TV show, and they said if a person goes on turmeric, which is the it's a spice is what it is. If they go on turmeric and they're pre-diabetic, they were 100% successful in preventing that person from becoming diabetic. And that's another thing, by the way, is on the list is the turmeric. You take two of those a meal. So you take two of the cinnamon, two turmeric, and then every single meal, and along with vitamin E, four of those a day. And then there's a whole protocol here. But you can go look at it online. It'll show you what the whole protocol is.
Right.
But that's what we put together for Doug, and it's worked extremely well for him.
Yeah, because this is a scourge. What about things like, let's go back to ADHD. Let's say you have a child that has, I know you said behavioral modification, but what about diet? What would you do for ADHD people?
In our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program at the BodyByTed.com website, I give you a full dietary protocol to follow for ADHD, but I'll give you the highlights of it right now. The number one thing you have to do, you have to get them off red dyes and blue dyes. Plus, you've got to get them off the high fructose corn syrup and all the sugars and all the junk that they've been eating. You've got to avoid all of you have to do your best to avoid any more shots. I mean, I hate to say that. I mean, you're going to have to basically back out of the shot some, because if you're already dealing with a brain impairment that's going on, you don't need to be causing additional problems giving them additional MMR boosters. That's really, really important. In addition to that, you got to get them off all glyphosate. They need to get off of gluten products altogether. The reason gluten is so bad, and we've had such a huge problem with that with celiac disease now and with gluten insensitivity and nobody can eat bread anymore, is what they do, Dave, before a crop is harvested, like with wheat, they'll spray the entire crop like 5 or 6 days before harvest with glyphosate, which is Roundup. They do this routinely on all crops that are not organic. And what that does, that allows the combine to go through the crop because it dehydrates the crop before harvest, which allows a higher crop yield and makes it easier for the combine to go through. And so what happens is then you end up with this glyphosate on the wheat, and then they turn it into bread. So all the bread's now contaminated with glyphosate. And glyphosate, we know, is a known carcinogen, plus it causes all these problems with the intestinal tract, including, and a lot of people believe in myself also, with celiac disease and gluten sensitivity. So that's very, very important with these kids. Plus, with kids who have ADD and ADHD, cod liver oil, if you can get them to take a tablespoon of that a day, because a lot of times they can't swallow pills, you have to give it to them in table liquid form, a tablespoon of the cod liver oil every single day, plus vitamin D3, about 1,000 IUs a day. That's really important for them to take that. You can combine that with K2. In addition to that, they need to be on a really good iodine supplement. I recommend about 13 milligrams of iodine for a teenager, and I take that every single day also. Those are for the immune system. They help to really stabilize the endocrine system. Plus, remember, when you drink fluorine and chlorine in your diet, or you get bromide in the breads that you're eating, those are all halogens, if you look on the periodic table of element, and they're all in there with fluoride, chlorine, bromine, and iodine. They're all together as halogens. And the thyroid thinks that all of these things, you know, are iodine, and it absorbs them all. And it massively messes up the thyroid gland, which is a master gland, which causes all types of endocrine disruption. And when that happens, you have a lot of problems with these kids with hormone imbalances, plus with women and with men too, especially with weight gain. It can cause hypothyroidism. So one of the biggest reasons we've had such a huge problem with so many people overweight in this country is a lack of iodine in the diets, and a lot of the salt manufacturers have stopped putting iodine in the salt. And especially if you're eating sea salt, they don't add iodine to it. That's why you need an iodine supplement every single day. That's absolutely critical that you do that, especially for your immune system. Iodine, D3, vitamin C are three components of the immune system as far as supplementation that you have to do on a daily basis, because these things are all being used by the body. And also magnesium is very, very important with kids that have ADD and ADHD, because magnesium is one of the primary products that we have that are deficient in the human body, and there's using over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. I like to use a topical magnesium chloride. That's a great product that we have that on the website also, and it also helps to dissolve bone spurs, like with spinal stenosis and with shoulder bone spurs and all that kind of stuff. It really helps to do that. It gets rid of all that calcium that can build up in tissues, because that's the biggest problem we have today as far as minerals in the body, is we get so much calcium in our diet from all the things that we're eating and all the foods that have been fortified with calcium, but we don't get nearly amount in sufficient quantity of magnesium. But the topical magnesium seems to be more effective as far as raising magnesium levels than the ingestible magnesium does, Dave.
Interesting, because we're seeing a big surge now in interest in holistic medicine that applies a lot of topical products like oils. I want to go back to something you said about iodine. lacking, salt, lacking iodine
right.
now.
Right, right. Mm.
Is this why some people are starting to crave salt in great amounts?
Yes, it is. Well, people are always craving minerals or deficient, and women do the same thing when they're pregnant. They'll start craving, you know, they got their pickles and ice cream thing going on, right? They want this, they want that, they want this. Well, that's their body telling them they have the specific nutrient deficiencies that they need to try to resolve. And people are always trying to eat salt now. You're right, because a lot of times people aren't getting enough salt either, Dave. We need at least a gram of salt every day. Some people need up to 2 grams of salt a day, depending on how much they sweat, sometimes even more than that. When I was a kid down here in Florida, we used to work out in the sun in construction all the time when I was in high school. And we're always just, you know, in the summer times, gosh, it was just miserably hot. You know, it's 9,800 degrees outside in the sun. You're carrying concrete block around. You're just running water. You're having to drink a gallon of water a day. Well, the problem is you're flushing all your electrolytes out of your body when you do that. So we used to have to take salt pills. I mean, actually, you know, they used to give the football players, too. They used to take a handful of salt pills on an ongoing basis. That's how they kept you from having a heart attack. Because if your electrolytes get too low and your sodium or your sodium gets down too low, your heart can't pump properly. You know, it's all part of the electrical balance inside of the heart. And so you have to make sure you get sufficient quantities of salt. I had a national preacher, a friend of mine, a good friend, I won't give you his name, but he called me up about 2 years ago and he was having really bad heart palpitations. And I told him, well, that could be a magnesium deficiency. So I said, we sent him a bunch of magnesium. He said, well, it worked for about an hour, then it starts doing it again. I mean, it was bad enough that he was about to be hospitalized. And finally he told me he was going in the steam room in the sauna every day at his house, and it's in wintertime, he lives up in St. Louis. And he was sweating a lot. He was spending like 45 minutes to an hour a day in the sauna. And he was drinking distilled water, reverse osmosis water, which has no minerals at all in it, right? And I said, well, the problem is you become deficient as far as electrolytes. I said, what you need to do is you need to go down to your health food store and get a quart of the chicken broth, organic chicken broth, and you need to bring it home and you need to put some Redmond salt in it, which is a really good source of salt. And salt it as heavily as you can stand it, and drink that entire quart of chicken broth a night to get your electrolyte balance back up. He calls me back like 4 hours later, you know, and he goes, I cannot believe this, Ted. I have no heart palpitations whatsoever anymore. I feel absolutely great. I thought I was going to be hospitalized tonight.
Ted, we're just about out of time, and I wanted to leave you enough time to, again, to mention your websites, your book, and the special deal that you're offering our listeners.
That's right. We're going to give you two books for the price of one. You order the Breakthrough Health book. It's on the website. We're going to send you the Healthy Country Cooking book at no additional cost, no additional freight. And we'll get that out to you by this week. We'll send it out priority mail. Or you can go to the bodybyted.com website, and you can order the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program. We'll do the same thing. Now, we only have 40 of those left. That's the thing that goes into AD and all that other stuff. And
we're going to have you back soon, my friend. We're out of time. We're up against a hard break, but we're going to have you back. This was terrific. I'm still catching my breath. You scared the crap out of me. I warned people this was coming. I said it would scare the crap out of your radio, but it's what we need to hear. We're going to have you back, my friend. Great job tonight. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Dave.
Take care. But everybody else, we're going to be back in hour number 3 with more health with our health reporter, Katie Whalen. And she's going to be talking about alternative health care, and I'm sure we'll kind of bump up against some of these topics. And then Annie will join us in the last half hour with the news. Stay tuned. We'll see you in hour number 3.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.